You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Black plague has struck, and diseased eyes roll upwards as if knowing which direction their souls will travel.
All right, love that album, listeners. This is Eric. Before we get into this episode, I need to say a few things. First of all, I will be talking about some very difficult subject matter, namely suicide. In particular, we're going to be talking about the suicide of Anthony Bourdain, which occurred yesterday as I'm recording this. It's not my intention to have two episodes in a row where I'm talking about the passing of somebody who was part of the pop culture landscape that was important to me, but here we are. So, suicide's not a joke. There are resources out there for people, and if you go online, you will most certainly find the numbers for suicide prevention lines. At the same time, I want to encourage people to reach out to friends, family that you don't talk to very often, people that are struggling with things in their lives, people that you may worry about, and just ask them if they're okay. All right, on with the show.
This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more.
This is Angry Bob, the man with the industrial dick, coming at you loud and clear on WAR Radio. Rise and shine, folks. It's a beautiful day. Just look at that sky. It's a work of art. Ha! Nature never knew colors like that. And a friendly reminder, when you look at it, be sure to wear your shades. The radiation counts way up and the heat wave ain't expected to let up either. Weather control tell us it'll probably hit 110 downtown before nightfall. As for the good news, there is no fucking good news. So let's rock with one of our golden oldies.
Give me a danger, little stranger. Give me a danger, little stranger, and I'll feel your disease. There's nothing in my dreams, just some ugly memories. Kiss me like the ocean breeze.
Once again, I want to reiterate, I mean this as respectfully as possible. This might not be an episode for everybody, and I have no intention or desire to make people uncomfortable. So, that said, I won't be offended if people want to click off this episode. We start off there with a little bit of Iggy Pop, Iggy and the Stooges. A little rant from Iggy from a film from 1990. I know that Anthony Bourdain was a big fan of Iggy and wrote about his meeting him and spending time with him and feeling intimidated. And the reason I'm talking about Anthony Bourdain on a music show is because he was a big music fan. He's been tagged as a celebrity chef. Yes, he was a chef once upon a time. But what he was best known for was being a writer and his travel shows. And if you've ever watched his travel shows, and I'm going to recommend some later on that you check out a couple of episodes, you will know that it wasn't just the food that he was interested in. It was the people, the places, and the music. The music's what I'm going to try and focus on here because that's what I do. Not all of this is music that I know that he knew or was a fan of. Some of it's going to be stuff I just think fits. Some of it's going to be stuff that I know he was aware of the artist or a fan of the artist. He was pretty open about his life struggles, heroin addiction, his past, his romantic entanglements and how they ended. He oftentimes was willing to poke fun at himself and to poke fun at the power structure and the ideas that we are being sold. And that's a purely punk rock attitude. On the last day, there's been a lot of mentions and accolades of him, not just from his peers in the television world, but in the music world as well. You know, the Ramones were a particular favorite of his. He dedicated a book to them. And at least a couple of times, he mentioned this song as being one of his favorites. Talked pretty openly about hanging around the CBGB scenes in the 1970s and about having understood the pre-punk era, which oftentimes is overlooked, not here on Love That Album or by many of us in our community of people, but in the mainstream most definitely. It's taken a lot longer for proto-punk to get its due than punk rock did. At any rate, he started off as a chef, became a writer, and then a television personality. His book, Kitchen Confidential, was kind of what launched him into prominence with some other things along the way. He also did write crime fiction. As a crime fiction fan, I was really not aware of that until I recently stumbled over one of his books, which is on my to-be-read pile. He's also a major movie fan. You can go online and you can find any number of places he talked about films. He's a big crime and heist film fan, with Friends of Eddie Coyle being a film that he talked about in a book he talked about as well. The only other person I've ever run into of prominence that also talked about Friends of Eddie Coyle having a major impact on them was the late, great Elmore Leonard. As a traveler, it wasn't just international travel. If you go back through the various shows that he was on, The Layover, No Reservation, and Parts Unknown, you'll find him in the far-flung corners of America, United States of America, and Canada, as well as places like Paris or London. He also did go to places that I love, such as Stockholm, Copenhagen, Helsinki. And I know that he didn't have a good time, at least on one visit to Sweden, and there were some things he said about his trip to Iceland after the fact that made it seem like it wasn't all that it could have been. One of his bones to pick with Sweden was a band called ABBA, which he despised. I hope somebody hipped him to bands like the Helicopters later on. In fact, I think that somebody did. But if all the bands I know from that part of the world, the one that I think would have appealed to him is an 80s band called Union Carbide Productions. And I think of their music and their songs, that this one's the one I would like to send out to him today. They didn't give you much space. They didn't give you much time in this golden age. Much has been told, and
too much has been said, but you never get old when everybody's dead.
Suicide's a hard topic to talk about. Hopefully you haven't been touched by suicide, but a lot of us have. People we've known, family members, people that are struggling with different issues in their life. You know, there's a lot of ways that these things happen. And it's not just the obvious. It's not just the active action of suicide. Sometimes it's the passive. It's the drinking yourself to death. It's the fading away. It's the not taking care of yourself. I have no idea what was going on in Anthony Bourdain's life or brain at the moment that he decided he was going to end his life. None of us know. It's really not our business. What I do know is that his death has impacted a lot of people, myself included. And oftentimes we're at a loss for words. We're at a loss for what to say. On the one hand, we're talking about somebody that we never met or knew, wasn't part of our day-to-day life, but was somebody that was part of something we cared about, or seemed at least like an empathetic listener, somebody that you could identify with. In this day and age of online communities and people stress for time, don't spend as much time face-to-face with friends and family. Sometimes that's a conscious choice, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's situational, sometimes it's not. It's easy to put on the face of everything is all right. You know, I feel all right, as Iggy said. And that's not always true. And it's easy to drop into the darkness of despair or depression or whatever, addiction. Some people come out of it and some people don't. I feel kind of funny talking about it because I'm no expert. I don't have any degrees. I just know what I've experienced in my life and what I've seen firsthand. But if anything, I want to send out the message once again that it's not just important to give people the resources to ask for help, but it's important for people to ask each other if they're okay. Getting back to the music a little bit, one of the things that Anthony Bourdain did in the last year, there's an episode of, let me pull it up here, of his show, Parts Unknown from CNN, set in Seattle, and he used the music of Mark Lanegan to score the end scene of that. I actually don't have that song. It's called Strange Religion available. So here's a different song by the Screaming Trees with Mark Lanegan on vocals that I think kind of fits the mood of this episode. This is a cover of Darkness, Darkness.
Darkness, darkness, be my pillow, take my head. Let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your dreams. Darkness, darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning towards the things that cannot see now, towards the things I cannot see.
A little bit of the Velvet Underground for everyone there. It's a band that took me a long time to get to, and a lot of bands that I'm going to play, artists I'm going to talk about, took me a long time to get into. One of the things I appreciated about Bourdain's books and his travel shows especially was his willingness to take chances, to check out things that did not go well the first time around, to try different things. You know, I mentioned earlier about He did not have a good experience in Sweden, and apparently after that he was reluctant for a long time to go back to the Nordic countries. Finally, after multiple invitations and questions, he did go to Finland, where he spent time in Helsinki with the bass player for Hanoi Rocks, who was also played with the New York Dolls and Helicopter, Sammy Jaffa. And that's a great episode. If you want, as a music fan, an episode to check out, definitely. It's No Reservations, Season 8, Episode 7, Finland. Goes to Helsinki with Sammy Jaffa. They drink, they eat food, they drive around in crazy cars in the snow, they go to a sauna. And it's one of the most pure examples of what he did best. Being skeptical, but being open. Connecting with people, having a good time, and being adventurous. I think that's the biggest thing. Just be adventurous. Don't just sit where you are. Go and try something new. There's also a great episode where he goes to Detroit. I did not look that one up for you. You guys can all Google that one. So we'll get into now the episodes I'm going to recommend. So, it was the Finland episode. I mentioned the Seattle episode, which is Parts Unknown, Season 10, Episode 8, and that's from last November. I have not seen all of that episode, but I'm interested in it. He, even places I thought that I would not care about him visiting end up being interesting. Another one is No Reservations, Season 4, Episode 12, where he and his brother go to Uruguay to check out some family connections, and that's a very emotional episode that's not manipulative in its emotion. Finally, if you're into the music part of this, I'm going to say go check out, from 2009, the episode of Sound Opinions. It's episode number... Where's the episode number here? I believe it's 187, and he talks about music, and he talks about his relationship to music, and it's a great interview, so go check that out. Once again, I guess this is going to be a shorter episode. I'm going to play two pieces to head out. One of them is going to be cheesy, I'm warning you right now. First off, one of the things that Anthony Bourdain did is he was a writer on Tremé, so we're going to play a little Steve Earle from the Tremé soundtrack, a song about how things don't go away, how things continue on after disaster, and then a little bit of what I consider to be a hopeful song, The Flame Still Burns, from the movie Strange Fruit. So Hopefully I will be back next month with a much more upbeat show. Until next time, be good to each other. Check in on people. And I will talk to you next month.
This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Blood and water and hell to pay. Sky tear open, pain rain down. Doesn't matter, come when may. I ever won't leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Ain't the river or the wind to blame. Everybody around here knows nothing holding back bunch of trains. Simple prayer and a promise is ghost. We just count digging our graves and silent marble above the ground. Maybe our bones will wash away, but this city won't ever drown.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.